Kim Laird.
Hey, Kim, it's Tom.
Hello, Tom. How's it going?
It's going okay. Just got off of work, you know?
Yay. I just got out of theater rehearsal, and I'm actually driving on my way home.
Richard Kennison.
Great.
Hello, Richard.
Hey, Kim. How you doing?
All right. Tom's on the line, too.
Good.
Hey, Rich.
Hopefully, I won't lose anybody because I'm actually in the car driving as I'm talking.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Not something I should be doing, I know. As soon as I find a place to pull over, I'm going to pull over.
Kevin McDuff?
What was that, Richard?
I think it was Kevin saying he was here.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Kevin.
Hey, Kevin.
Hello.
Kevin and Brandy.
Yay.
Hello, Kevin and Brandy.
Hi, Kim.
I am
Happy
on my...
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. I am on my cell phone, gang, so if I break up a little bit, let me know, and I'll try and shift, but I'm parking now.
You're a trooper. Awesome.
Just got done with my kids at theater rehearsal, so let them go a little early.
Very good.
And we have Tom and Richard and Kevin, both Kevins. Waiting on Ken, I guess. Is Ken here yet? All right. Is everybody ready to roll? We're missing some people. I know we won't have Holly here, and Mike and Marilyn won't be here. I didn't hear anything from Ken. Okay. Should we give Ken another minute or two, or do you guys want to get started?
I'm going to leave it.
What was that? I'm sorry. Is everyone hearing me okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can hear you. Go ahead and start it up.
All right. Yeah, I might as well. All right. Calling the meeting to order at 8:03 Eastern Time. Kim Laird is here. Kevin Axel?
Here.
Ken Ferris? Absent. Richard Kennison?
Here.
Kevin McBeth?
Here.
Tom Wall?
Here.
Holly Greeley had said she would not be joining us tonight. Mike and Marilyn Sullivan are away. Is Martin Frost here? Okay, and Brandy Slater.
Yes.
We need a motion to approve the agenda from March 17th, or for tonight.
I move to approve tonight's agenda, 7-8.
We need a second, please.
I second that.
And anything that you saw that needed to be changed or adapted? If not, we need approval of the minutes from February 17th. Someone to move to approve those minutes, please.
I'll move to approve the minutes from February 17th, 7-8.
And we need a second, please.
I'll second that, Kevin McBeth.
Were there any changes or corrections that anyone saw that needed to be made on those? If not, we'll move on to the reports. I sent everyone most of my report. I did just add in some new things this afternoon that came up. Things have been kind of quiet as far as festival planning. A lot of stuff was finished before last month's meeting. Keith and I have been working on flight arrangements, who needs to fly out from where and when they're flying and things like that. By next month's meeting, we should have all of our Cascade of Stars performers' flights arranged. We have some great talent lined up. Jochen Schell, I hope I didn't kill his name. The Flash, Brad Weston, Joel. I'm not even going to attempt her last name. We have people that are interested in the Chris Cremo workshop, so that's good. I am close to confirming the parliamentarian for the general meeting, which is policy that was set 2 years ago that we have a parliamentarian there. The things that came up today happened to be that United Airlines had granted my request for a special discount rate. Their airline runs a special discount rate for conventions. You only need a minimum of 20 people to fly their airline at that rate to get the discount. The problem comes in that when I did some comparison shopping online this afternoon after receiving that contract, is that if you go onto Orbitz, if you go to Southwest Airlines, their rates are cheaper by far than what we would get from the United Airlines discount. So, unfortunately, tried to get our members something that they've been asking for, but it just doesn't pay for us to do it. It is cheaper for them to just go through Orbitz or Southwest Airlines. It would be about a $25 savings on a $400 ticket. Just doesn't make sense. So we have 30 days to either sign the contract or tell them we're not interested. And if the rest of you agree, I think we should just tell them we're not interested.
I agree.
Okay.
I agree with that. Would it be possible to contact like Orbitz or Kayak or somewhere like that to see if they have any sort of group rate?
I can see. I'll check into that next. Orbitz, out of all of the online sites, Orbitz does have the cheapest flights right now of anyone. So I'll try them first and see if they'll give us something. I did also try Southwest, since they're a fairly cheap airline. I shouldn't say cheap, but inexpensive. But they don't do group discounts when you have people coming from various starting points to one destination. You all have to be traveling from the same starting point to the same destination. So that won't work for us either.
Okay.
But I will check on, you know, doing maybe an Orbitz discount. It's a good idea. Todd Strong has presented a proposal for college graduate credits available through the IJA Fest through Morningside College, and I attached that to the agenda that went out. So we need to discuss that a little bit, and I believe I put that in a motion so that we can kind of take a look at it and discuss it, because I believe something of that magnitude needs board approval. You're talking charging people extra money for a college to give you credit. I love the idea, but I don't want to just unilaterally say, yes, this is going to happen at the fest. And if the IJA is putting their stamp on it, you know, and saying that we're doing this, then I feel that we need board approval. So we'll talk about that more later in the agenda. All of the award recipients have been personally contacted by me. I've either called them or emailed them. Every single award person is going to be at the fest. Yay.
Cool.
That has not happened in quite some time. So that is a good thing. Sorry, I had to start my car back up. There are currently only, oh, I'm sorry. As far as the performers, Chuan Lee had requested that a letter be sent to the Cirque manager. He needed that to get him released, so that letter has gone out, congratulating Chuan for receiving this award and letting his managers know that we would really love him to come. He wants to come and is making arrangements to come, but he does have to get released for at least a day or two. There are currently only 22 registrants for the fest, but there are many more room reservations than that. And from past experience, that's usually the way it runs with us. People will book the hotel room first and then register later. So that's it really at this point for fest information. Oh, the internet. I'm sorry, the internet. Big problem with that. We've discussed that before, but Mike and I actually spoke with the owner of the internet service provider company. They did give us a special rate that I included in your agendas, but $6,000 for the week for fest attendees to have Wi-Fi in the gym is just way out of our budget. So Mike and I are still going to work on that and see what we can figure out, but at this point it does not look like we'll have Wi-Fi for the general gym area.
Got it.
Are there any questions about anything with Seth?
Kim, this is Richard. Mm-hmm. I don't think the Wi-Fi is as big a deal as some people might think it is. So if we, you know, that price is just, can't do it, prohibitive. But so if we can't do it, I don't think it's as bad a thing as a lot of people might think it is.
It,
I mean, it's a wonderful thing when we can get it at a price, but if we can't, then,
and
you know.
It may have been a big thing like 4 and 5 years ago.
Right.
Before many people had smartphones.
Right.
But now with the smartphones, you can get internet anywhere through your data server. So.
Yeah, that's true too.
Do we know anything more about Wi-Fi in the room?
It is $9.99 a day, or $40 for a 6-day week. So for the time that we're there.
Got it.
Any other questions? Okay, if not, we'll move on to financial. Kevin Macbeth, Holly said that the Form 990 is still unavailable.
That's correct. So that's unavailable, and I'm preparing some stuff with Tom for the EAT newsletter about our finances and just a summary of 2009.
Awesome.
So hopefully that'll go out in this month's issue.
Okay. Yeah, Holly did tell me that now the website is currently saying that the 990 won't be available until about mid-March. So we do have time on that, just so everyone's aware. The 990 does not have to be filed by April 15th like everyone's normal taxes do. It's a May 15th deadline.
And we've got all the information ready to file it, so it won't be a big deal getting it together.
Yeah. Well, the past couple years, Kevin, the company that does the e-file has been our holdup. We've actually had to file for extensions not because we weren't ready, but because the forms weren't ready online.
Right.
So just so everyone's kind of aware of that going on. Any financial questions for Kevin?
Yeah, so if you have any questions that you want us to cover or anything you want us to comment on, please let me know and I'll make sure to include it in the article.
All right, Kevin, is there anything for the store?
Yes, so festival registration appears to be working well. And then Sandy and I are preparing to add older magazines back to the store.
Great.
So probably do 1 year of magazines per month. I do need to check with you guys about the contract requirements for pricing those.
Okay.
Because I know there are minimums that we have to set the price at based on our magazine contract.
The contract should be online. It should be on our website. Honestly, I haven't checked whether David put the new one up or not.
Well, I want to see what the contracts were for the older magazines when they were published. Because
okay.
The new contract doesn't apply to those.
Right. Okay. We'll have to dig those out. But some of them are typed copies. We don't have an electronic version of them.
Okay.
So I'll dig them out. Anything else from the storefront?
Nope, that's all.
Membership numbers, Marilyn sent those. Number of records is 1,420. Number of members, 1,733 with 280 lifetime members. I've used her number of 22 registered for the festival. And we had 14 membership recruiters for actually 15 memberships. One person got two people to sign up. And that kind of leads us into the membership drive. I did do the first drawing, and it was actually kind of fun because I had the kids in my homeroom at school do it so that I had witnesses and made them feel part of it. Joan Nichols got the set of 16 classic issues of Juggle. David Hunt from California got the IJA DVD, and Carly Chamberlain was the winner for the past World Juggling Day T-shirt. And I'm going to be sending out a membership drive email toward the end of March to really try and push things a little bit more. I'm not happy with the number 15, but, you know, at least it's a move in the right direction. Jim Maxwell did point something out to me that not all of these people who won prizes are current IJA members themselves. Some of them, their membership has lapsed.
Jim, can you repeat the names again of the people who won the prizes one more time for us?
I sure can. Joan Nichols, David Hunt, got the DVD.
Okay.
And Carly Chamberlain got the T-shirt.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So, you know, that was kind of something that wasn't anticipated. What happens if someone recruits but is no longer a member themselves. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to call these people and tell them they've won, but those whose memberships have lapsed, I'm going to see if I can talk them into signing up right away, get them back on board.
Cool.
Unless anyone else has another idea. Ideas are gladly accepted.
I think that's a good idea. This is Richard, and I don't know if David was one of the ones with the lapse, but he's very active in ICO, so he needs to be a member of our organization.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, he was one of them that is lapsed. So. Because we have another David Hunt that's from Kentucky, but it was specified it was David Hunt from California.
Mm.
Hey, Ken.
Yes.
Are these announcements that we could post on the IJA Facebook page, too, maybe draw up some interest there?
Yeah, I have to start getting more involved with that. I haven't been on Facebook for a while. But, yeah, definitely. Definitely post them. I did post them on the IJA website.
I saw that. That's good.
I did send their names as well with a small write-up to Don for the newsletter for March. So they'll be in that as well.
Cool. You can work with Tom on that front.
Okay.
Yeah, if you ever need anything posted, I mean, this goes for, I guess, everybody. Just send me an email, and I'll I'll throw it on there.
Okay. I'll email this information to you later tonight.
Absolutely.
Because maybe we can also put about the 2011 Fest Director on there as well.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Kevin, education. You and I haven't been able to get together.
I know, that's all right. Really, my goal is for us to have to vote on the final product and have the application in by the June meeting. And so
okay.
To report right now.
Awesome. Tom, anything for marketing and promotions?
I have a couple of things. One is an update on the YouTube thing. I got another entry, I think it was yesterday afternoon, which puts us at a whopping five. I think we have five so far, which is kind of sad. Thing is that we've got like prizes for the top eight. I've heard from Matt Hall. He's supposed to be making one, and both of my roommates, or two of my roommates, Becca Smith and Warren Hammond, are they told me that they're going to be making some as well. But they haven't made one yet, so I don't know how that's going to go. So I'm a little disappointed with the reception of that so far.
Hey, Tom, this is Richard, but I think the quality of the ones you have are pretty nice.
Yeah, I agree. I think the ones that have come up are amazing. Like, Taylor's is beautiful. I don't remember who it was. The one that, there's a three-ball box variation that came in yesterday, which is really good.
Yeah, I think they're very nice.
Yeah, so I think it's a success in that regard that we're getting some that are above and beyond the tutorials that are available online right now. On the vendor discount program thing, I am currently talking to a group called Fire Mecca, which is one of the larger distributors of like Fire Staff and Fire Boy and Fire Hoop and some contact juggling stuff. And they seem really excited about joining up, which is cool because especially if we're trying to appeal to the Burning Man sort of crowd, you know, those fringe artists, I think this would be incredibly good. You know, it would work in our favor. But, yeah, that's really about it for me. I think it's been kind of slow, so.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, I can feel your disappointment at numbers. I felt the same way when I saw the membership drive numbers come in. It's just a downtime right now, but we'll just keep working at it, and things will pick up. And I agree with Richard, the stuff that you've gotten in so far is really quality stuff.
Yeah. And one thing that I think is definitely very positive is that one of the entries that we had is from Brazil. It was a Diablo tutorial.
Mm-hmm.
So if and when this guy wins something and, you know, we send him some old magazines or something, that would be, you know, us penetrating into whatever circle he is in right now. So I feel like after, you know, winners are decided and stuff, that might push us forwards a little bit more. So
yeah.
And Tom, it could be like Matt Hall, you know, it could be people who are wanting to really make a quality product taking some time.
Yeah, exactly. So, hopefully
we'll
have a whole bunch of people finishing right at the end. So, but I'm going to get started on working on the online ballot system thing, getting that up and running so we can have it ready for, 12 o'clock on April 1st. So.
Cool. All right. Good work, Tom. Do we have anything as far as reports? Anything else? If not, we'll move into our motions. The first motion that I have on tonight's agenda is the motion to accept the resignation of John Satriano as ad hoc officer in charge of legal matters effective March 5th, 2010, and a letter of thank you for his service to be sent on behalf of the board. Do we have someone to make that motion?
I'll make that motion. This is Richard.
And do we have a second, please?
I'll second that. Kevin McBeth.
And do we have any discussion?
He served us well. Thank you, John.
Yeah. He has done a heck of a service for the IJA. And the whole situation with the legal matter was very stressful. And I realized that, and he did a great service to the IJA, and I'm actually sorry to see him leave any position within the IJA, but...
he just needs a breather. He'll be back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We all need a breather from time to time, and I will draft a letter to go out to him. So we need to vote on this, then? Is there anyone opposed to the acceptance of John Satriano's resignation? Any abstentions? If not, John's resignation has been accepted. Second motion is to accept the resignation of Anthony Shave as board member effective March 5th, 2010, and a letter of thank you for his service to be sent on behalf of the board. Someone to make this motion, please.
I'll make the motion, Kevin A.
I'll second the motion, Richard.
Okay. I did speak to Anthony last night by phone. He did just get back from Sweden or wherever it was. I forget where he was. Denmark, I'm sorry. And we had a really nice conversation. He is still going to continue as the prelims person, the prelims contact person. He wanted me to pass on to everyone that, you know, he really enjoyed his service on the board. He also told me part of his decision was based on the fact his company now has him doing 2 weeks here in the United States and 2 weeks abroad. So it's a stress on him and his family, and he only has so much time to give, so he had to let go of something. But he was proud to serve with all of us, so he asked me to pass that on.
Thank you.
Is there any further discussion of Anthony's resignation? If not, we'll go to the vote. Anyone opposed to the acceptance of Anthony Shave's resignation? Any abstentions? If not, Anthony's resignation has been accepted. The third item under motions that I have is to approve the offering of graduate credit from Morningside College through attendance at specified IJA workshops during the 2010 IJA Festival in Sparks, Nevada. Do we have a motion, please?
I'll make that motion, Kevin A.
Do we have a second?
I'll second it. This is Tom.
And discussion.
I just want to be clear, Kim, you're suggesting we kind of table this and work it out further. Is that correct?
The last communication, well, not the last one, the next to the last one I had with Todd. I've had several communications back and forth with him. Apparently, Morningside College has not put their final stamp of approval on this either. I don't feel comfortable saying, yes, we're going to do it and starting to advertise it until we know for sure that Morningside College is definitely doing this and has definitely accepted the plan that Todd has presented to them.
So should we table it pending approval from Morningside, or should we approve it first?
I would feel more comfortable tabling it pending approval from Morningside College. And once we know that they've approved it, then we can move on. I'm just afraid of putting the cart before the horse. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Yeah.
If they're going to be the certifying college, the certifying school, we need to know they're actually going to certify these people.
Absolutely.
Well, then if there's no one opposed, really, I move to table this motion pending approval from the parent college.
And this is Richard. I'll second that. As I say that, I think it's a great idea. And if Morningside does this, I think this is a really nice step forward for the IJA. I'm not sure how successful it'll be this first time out, but I think it's a great idea.
Yeah,
I agree.
It is an awesome idea, and it's a long time in coming. But we just need to know that Morningside is is on board and definitely going to do this.
I second that notion, yes.
Yeah. Okay, so we've had a motion and we've had a second to table this. Is there any opposition? Any abstentions? Hearing none, this motion is tabled pending approval from Morningside College. Does anyone have anything else as far as motions that they wanted to bring up tonight? Okay, hearing none. I just have one item under Varia. I have spoken with Don Lewis after John posted his resignation to the board. And Don was a little upset, not angry, but, you know, just wondering what was going to happen now. As a board, I think we need to take a look at, do we need someone to be in that role of liaison between the lawyers and the board and the defendants? Is that something that you all feel we still need?
Kim, this is Richard. I do think we need that. I was going to bring something up in Varia, which is exactly this. But I think John said something that's absolutely true in one of his emails. And I fully expect DD to show up to our festival.
I do, too. And we've got a plan in place.
And we need to have a plan in place is what I'm saying. Because I have no doubt he's going to do that. And if he already knows, I'm presuming by now he knows that John's resigned, that's just going to relight him to come after us because – John was strong. John did the deed, and Dave will see it as a way to start up again. So that's great. I'm glad we have a plan in place because we're going to need a plan in place.
Yeah, we do have a plan in place, and actually it was John's comment that made me think about it, and I contacted Joe immediately that same day at the Nugget. Joe is our convention contact, and spoke to him about the situation and the fact that a casino is a public place. Dave would have every right to be there. But he cannot come to our fest. He cannot come to our shows according to the expulsion. And because of that, there is a plan in place. Security is aware of that plan as well. It's a very basic plan, but it's there. They're aware of the situation. Don has actually said that if we would like, he is willing to be that contact liaison. He is in Delaware at least once a month.
Oh, good.
His mother lives there, so he's there at least once a month. He not only travels there often, but is retired, so he has the time to put into it if necessary. And in addition to that, he was at the hearings with the judge and the lawyers when they originally happened. So he's very up on what happened and every aspect of the case. So if the board would feel confident in him taking on that role, he is willing to accept it.
Don Lewis. Yeah, I'm okay with Don.
This is Richard. I'm okay with Don, too.
Yeah, I would feel comfortable with that as well. This is Tom.
Okay.
Me too, Kevin McGrath.
Would someone like to make the motion for Don Lewis to take over as ad hoc officer in charge of legal matters?
This is Kevin A. I move that Don Lewis take over as ad hoc manager in terms of legal matters.
Do we have a second, please?
This is Tom. I'll second that.
Okay. Any further discussion of Don taking that position?
Can we send him a thank you or something?
I will call him and, yeah, I will definitely thank him and call him. I don't think he's exactly expecting us to vote on this tonight, but, you know, if something changes, we can always take him out of the position. But he did say he was interested and he would gladly take it, so... I will make sure to call him and thank him.
Excellent.
If we have no further discussion, then is there anyone opposed to Don Lewis serving as our ad hoc officer in charge of legal matters? Any abstentions? If not, Don Lewis is our ad hoc officer in charge of legal matters. Is there anything else under Varia for tonight? Anyone have anything to add for the good of the order? Well, did we get it through our meeting that fast, guys? Okay. If we have nothing else, our next board meeting, I do not have a calendar in front of me, gang. I'm sorry. What would the third Wednesday in April be?
14th. Actually, if it's at all possible for everyone, the 7th or the 21st, we'll be at an event in Texas on that day.
So you would prefer the 21st?
Yeah, the 21st would be much preferred. And it's Administrative Professionals Day.
That would be appropriate.
Yeah.
This is Richard. It's okay with me, the 21st.
That's fine with me as well. This is Tom.
Yeah, that's better for me, too.
This is Kevin. I prefer the 21st.
Good. Then it's the 21st at 8 p.m. Eastern time. And before I adjourn the meeting, I will also contact Todd Strong and let him know that we have tabled his proposal on pending Morningside College approving the proposal.
Great.
So I will do that as soon as I get home.
Cool.
Okay. Anything else? If not, who would like to adjourn the move? Or move to adjourn? I said that backwards.
I'll move to adjourn. This is Tom.
I second. Kevin. Oh, we don't need.
Okay, so the meeting is adjourned at 8:37 p.m.
Happy St. Patty's Day, everybody. Thank you.
Bye, everybody. Be safe.
Bye-bye. Good night, everyone.